23BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5, KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow, praising the Lord in Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mom, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Hallelujah. 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 What an honor. What a privilege. To be able to come boldly into the presence of the Most High God without any sense of fear and condemnation and just share with God's people the love of God, the grace of God, the kindness of God, the goodness of God, the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And what a privilege. So, Father, we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for this precious opportunity, my Father, that we can come past the gates of thanksgiving, past the courts of praise, past the sanctuary, all the way into your very presence. Where we can sit at the king's table and eat the king's food. We thank you for the servant's food, God, that you've allowed us to eat from the servant's table. As all of us who serve you, Father, administer your word, Father, one to another. From the fivefold ministry on down, Father, to the layman. The servants of the Lord. Let me say that the correct way, Father. Sons of God that serve, male and female, sons of God, mankind that serves. Hallelujah. So I thank you, Lord, that you allowed us to eat from the servant's table and all the word that you have spoken to us, Father, through Moses and through the prophets and through all of us, one another, Father. But this is different, my Father. You summoned us past the servant's table all the way to the king's table. So we can not only hear what the servants just said, that we can hear what you said. Lord, I'm reminded of what you said in your word. From Moses to John the Baptist, actually all the way from Adam, and a follower of Adam, to Moses, to John the Baptist, the law and the prophets were preached. You gave mankind laws to live by, and you always prophesied that a Messiah was coming. Even when you gave the first prophecy to the devil in Genesis chapter 3, you said the seed of the woman is going to bruise his head. Hallelujah. So from the fall of man all the way to John the Baptist, the law and the prophets we preached through mankind. But in this day, Father, and Lord, you're speaking to us through your Son. You spoke to us in time past through the law and the prophet, but in this day and time, you're speaking to us through your Son. You're speaking to us yourself. You called us into your very presence yourself, my Father. that we can come more boldly, not cowardly, not with our heads hung down, not with feeling guilty and unworthy, but feeling deserving of your grace and your mercy. But what you teaching us from the King's table. So therefore, Father, we take up on your invitation, for you see it in your word in Hebrews chapter 4. Come boldly to the throne of your grace, so that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Here we are, Father. And what an honor and what a privilege. Here's our cup. Here's our life. Here's our mind. Here's our soul. Here's our every part of our being. We lift it up to you, Father. Quench this thirstiness in our hearts and our soul for the perfect life, for the perfect environment, for the perfect atmosphere, for utopia, for the truth concerning you and why you created us. Here's our cup. We lift it up, Father. Quench this thirstiness in our soul. And make us whole. And as in always, Father, we'll be very careful that we make sure that we give you all of the credit, all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. For this is your kingdom, and the power, and the glory, even now, and even forever, Father. And may you be glorified in it all. In the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be. Amen, amen, amen. Hey, mighty men, mighty women of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Excuse me. What an honor, what a privilege, Lord. Not only to come boldly into the throne of God's grace, but to come boldly to God's throne of grace, not by myself, but with all of y'all who are under the sound of my voice. So the Bible, when they asked Jesus how to pray, Jesus said this way, our Father, which art in hell. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. And thy will be done. Well, in our lives here on earth, just like it is in hell. Now give us this day our daily bread. Everything that we have need of to accomplish that. And while we sojourning through this life here on earth, Father, assisting you in accomplishing that, forgive us of all our faults and mistakes, Father, that we are making along the way, Father, as we're becoming who you created us to be. Hallelujah. Even as we forgive all those who have trespassed against us, lead us into the path of righteousness. Lead us into what you're doing. Lead us into the path of righteousness, Father. Lead us not into all the temptation and distraction that's in this world. Not the corruption that's in this world. Not the ways of this world. But deliver us from all the sin and evil that's in it. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Hallelujah. So he said, you know, our Father. That's a template. That I just quoted, that I just got this saying right there. That's just like you getting a template, boy, to fill out, man, to accomplish a goal that you're after. It's just like, you know, you downloading a resume from your computer and with all the outline that's in it, and then you have to put in the information. That particular prayer that we just quoted, that's a template. That's an outline. As we come to the knowledge of that, then we'll know how to put in there, you know, all the material, all the information that's needed to accomplish, man, what you're trying to accomplish. For instance, if you download a template from your template, you download a resume for an application for a particular job, hey, they send you, and you get the copy of the resume, then if you just send that resume to the employer or to the company or to whoever you send it to, if you just send that to them, then it's not going to accomplish very much. You have to put your name in it. You have to put your your qualifications in. You got to put all your information in. You got to put your education and your skills. You got to put all that in there. If you just send the template or the outline back to them, and that's going to, if not anything, that's going to do very little to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish or get what you're trying to get. So I say, you know, it's an honor and a privilege, David, that a lot of you on the sound of my voice, that, hey, this is not just for one man. This is our fault. This is not just man for one religion. This is our fault. He's not just exclusive to the Christian boy. This is our fault. Who is our? Every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl. Okay, who you are, whether you're Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, atheist, it don't matter what. Well, he pointed them to the whole human race, a golden scepter of righteousness. In kingdom living, in kingdom laws, in kingdom principles, that's the only way you can go all the way into the presence of the king, especially if he's sitting on his throne or at his table. If he don't summon you, you can't just go in there. But the very fact that he has summoned you is an indication that you can now just go in there. And he ain't just calling Christians in there and Pharisees and Sadducees and Herodians and scribes, and Muslims and Hindus and Christians, man, he's calling everybody. Our Father. So it's an honor, man, not only to come bold into his presence, boy, but to come bold into his presence with all of you under the sound of my voice. Hallelujah. And when that takes place like that, and listen, this, I told you, it's past the church service. It's past ceremony. There's not no... Somebody say, what are you saying? Boy, I'm saying this God, boy, calling you men, talk to you himself. He don't want you to just hear what I'm saying. I told you, that's the sermon table. He wants you to hear what he say to you about what I'm saying. He wants you to hear what I'm saying, but he wants you, that's something greater than for you just to hear what I'm saying, because this is the sermon's table. But he wants to speak to you himself about what I'm saying. Hallelujah. He wants to speak to you. That's the reason why he will summon you into his presence. He wants to speak to you personally. He wants to develop a personal relationship with you. See, in a corporate relationship, don't misunderstand, in a corporate relationship, most just know, man, you know of him and about him. But for that personal relationship, you know, they might have that, but they don't never talk to one another. They don't never touch with one another. Maybe even now and then, you know, except for on Sundays or Bible study nights and then, but he wants me to be able to walk and talk with you every moment of the day, every day of the week, every week of the month, every month of the year. Always. That's his desire. That's what the gospel of the kingdom is about. His desire, man, to summon us, to call us, to woo us, man, all the way into his very presence. You know what the Bible say about the way he do that? He say, with loving kindness have I drawn you. What are he going to draw you with? Love and kindness. Grace and peace. That's how he draws us. So he tell us, boy, to come on. Come on, baby, and hear what God has to say to the church today. That's why when I come on here, sometimes you hear me say, hey, it's an honor and a privilege. Boy, that it's an honor. I mean, this ain't no cliche. It ain't just no saying. Man, that's all the way out from the depths of my heart. I can't even put into word how much of an honor and a privilege it is that God would use somebody like me. Seemingly a nobody. But the song say, yeah, I'm just a nobody. No, I am somebody. I thought I was a nobody. I was living like I was a nobody until I found out who I was. And boy, the only way I could find out who I was is not through what he was saying through the prophet. Most of that was his permissive will, who I was after the fall of mankind, after man got separated from God. And I lost the knowledge of who I was before I got separated from God. And boy, I'm talking about a marriage that was before I got separated from God. That message, that word, that's the word of life. That's the word that gives you everlasting life. And not just everlasting life, that means everlasting is the agape life. That word agape simply means for life the way God lives and life the way God intended for you and I to live. And you know how he intended for you and I to live? Just like he lives. You know how he intended, originally intended, and intent was that it be in our lives and in our territory, the earth, just like it is in his life and in his territory, the hell. That is original intent. Everything you're doing, everything, all the way through your Bible, boy, is God's means of accomplishing it. Extending his governing influence from an unseen realm called the kingdom of heaven, his domain, and creating a seen realm, the universe, by which he can extend his governing influence from his unseen world, the heavens, to this seen world that he gave to you and I, called the earth. This is a vision that can. And that's one of the glories of a king, when they expand their territory. And they continue to expand their territory. Their territory just continue to enlarge and enlarge. What's all that? That's the glory of the king. So what this is about, this Bible is about God extending more his kingdom, his territory, his domain. Not only from heaven, but from all that he created. All the universe and the earth. The heavens and the earth. His plan of doing that is through a family of sons that he will create called mankind. That's you and I. That's everybody. That ain't just for Christians. That ain't just for Muslims. That ain't just for Hindus. That ain't just for Buddhists. That's for everybody. That ain't just for atheists. That's for everybody. I don't care who you are. I don't care the way you saved, lost, sinner, hatred. I don't care whether you believe or don't believe. It's still for you. Now, whether you grasp it and grab a hold of it and obtain it, man, that's on you. But one thing about the goodness of God that he's drawn that way, boy, he got to make it known to you first. Well, because I told you, boy, he's our Father. What we say that? Our Father. So if God is telling you to come boldly to his throne and obtain grace and find mercy to help us in our times of need, that's him letting us know, boy, if I can say it in a simple way, I'm your source. I'm your sustainer. I'm responsible for everything concerning your life. I created you. I lost you. Hey, listen, it wasn't Adam going looking for God. It was God came looking for Adam. Adam was hiding. It was God coming looking for Adam, glory to God. It was God who lost his family, son, and Adam. And it was God, baby, who came and not only looking for his son, hallelujah, but boy, he found his son. And he redeemed their life from that destruction, man. Even back then, well, he took our boy, what they were trying to do for themselves, to cleanse themselves up, they religious. They putting on the fig leaves or trees and all that they could do to try to cover up themselves. In other words, they tried to fix themselves up on their own. He took that our boy and covered them in himself. Glory to God. He redeemed our life, boy, from that destruction, that disobedience, man. Even from then. In fact, the Bible says even before then, man, even before they even did it, he already, man, cleansed us, boy. Why? For the lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. What do you say? Somebody say, I say, boy, our God is a great God, and our eyes ain't seen, and our ears have not heard, nor has it entered into our heart. For all the things that our God has done for us and his love and his kindness and his mercy toward us. But boy, in these days here that you and I live in, hey boy, it's being made known. Why? Because boy, God's people, man, are learning that they can come past the gates of thanksgiving, past the course of praise, past the sanctuary, past the church service, past the preachers, past the Pope, past all that, past all these religions, all that, all the way into the very president, the Most High God, where you can talk to him, boy, where you can commune with him, where you can fellowship with him. One-on-one, on your own, that you can know him. See, listen, if you want to fellowship with somebody, that means you get to know him. Listen, even if you have somebody that you're acquainted with, you know, you say that's your friend, but if you don't know a fellowship with him, you don't know them. You just know of them or about them. Even if you met them one time or twice. But in order for you to know them, yeah, you got to continue that fellowship. You got to continue that friendship. You got to continue communing and fellowship and talking and communicating with one another. And boy, as you continue in that, then you get to know one another better and better and better and better and better. That's why God wants you to come in all the way into his presence, so that you can get to know him better and better and better. Now that you can get to know about him, that's inclusive in it, but get to know him. So that's life eternal, that we might know him, not of him, and not about him, but him. And that's what God is speaking to our hearts today. That, boy, that's his greatest desire. He just want to love on his children. How are you going to draw us, boy, into that kind of relationship with love and kindness? So what are you going to do? He's going to show us his love for us first. How are you going to do that, Arthur? But even while you was in your trespass and sin, he looked past all our faults and all our mistakes, and he saw a need. And what was that need? The need to be loved. The need to be man thought well of. The need to be appreciated. Even in our faults and even in our mistakes, man. Boy, that's the thing that fixes it, what? To be loved. Even when we're unlovable, even when we've done unlovable things, man, that don't constitute man us being loved, man. I'm talking about boy passed all of this into the agape love of God. But the agape love that he looked past all our faults and mistakes and saw our need, whoever that boy, to be and be loved. Even while we was in our faults and mistakes, to be appreciated, even when we were in our faults and mistakes. To be well thought of, even when we was doing, man, unlawful things and sin. To look past all our faults and all our mistakes and all our shortcomings and just love us anyway. To the point where, boy, while we was yet in our sins, he hung, bled, and died. He didn't wait till we got good enough for us. He hung, bled, and died while we was yet in our sin. He didn't wait till he cleansed us up, man. He hung, bled, and died, man, while we was cursing him and spitting on him and whipping him with thorns, with whips, with thorns, and nailing him to the cross day by day by day by day. Yet his only reply against all of that, all our rebellion, all our sin, all our shortcomings, his only reply against all of them was, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. No greater love than a man lay down his life for his friend. What you talking about, brother? I'm talking about, boy, see, that's what's coming from his throne of grace. And that's what you can obtain from his presence. And that's the life that we can live, man. From his presence. Can you imagine living life from the presence of the Lord compared to living life or trying to live life in the absence of the Lord, without the presence of the Lord? I'm going to say that again. Imagine living life, man, in the literal presence of the Lord, where you are forever conscious that, boy, I'm talking about wherever you go, he right there on the inside of you. He with you. That he ain't never going to leave you, and he ain't never going to forsake you. Imagine living your life, man, from there, compared to living your life here on earth the way we've been living, boy, trying to reach him, trying to get to where he is. Instead, just coming to the knowledge that that His greatness is out. Not for us to try to get to Him, which are in heaven, but for Him to get to us, who are on earth. And listen, His concept is not for you to get to heaven. He's not trying to bring you to heaven. He's trying to bring heaven back to us. Because that was His original intent, like we said, was to extend His governing influence of His territory to another territory, impacting it with His will and His intent and His purpose and His desire. Through a governing influence that He would administrate through mankind. That's why He created man. That's the purpose for man. Right? That God was going, through mankind, establish His kingdom of heaven here on earth. Listen, His way of doing that was by the power of the Holy Spirit. So it was God the Father, it was God the Son, that's the word, it was God the Holy Spirit that was responsible for the whole operation of that. So that's what they begun. That's the work that they begun in us. You always hear me quote this. That's why I always gonna quote it. Boy, hey, listen. God said, let's make man in our image. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And in our likeness. And let them have dominion over all the earth and everything that consists of, come from the earth. The trees, the animals, the plants, the fish, the bird, everything, the whole earth. Just like the whole heaven is my domain, let the whole earth be their domain. And then he goes on to say in the next verse, so God created man. Male and female created. He did. Then it said this, boy, and God blessed them. You know what that word means right there? That's the word of life. And it's saying God blessed them. That means God put a seal of guarantee on them. That boy, what he just said, gonna be. What he say? And he say, let's make them in our image, in our likeness, and let man make them kings over, not one another, but over their territory called the earth. So they can reign over their territory on earth, just like I reign in my territory here on earth. And the Bible saying, God blessed them. That means he empowered us, man, with all the potential that we have need of to accomplish that. And the way he did that was he breathed into, he came down to the earth. He brought us down from heaven. That's where we originated from. Our Father, which art where? In heaven. When he said, let's create man in our image, he was speaking that from heaven. So you and I came from him. Where is he? He in heaven. That's where we originated from. Listen, if it would have been his original intent for us to live in heaven, man, forever and ever with him, then why would he brought us down here to the earth and came down, brought us down here to the earth? Little G guards. And formed a body for us to live in, and then breathed into that body us, who the little G God, boy, and the third member of the Godhead. Who is that? That's the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. What purpose? So that God would dwell with us on earth forever and ever and ever and ever. How? Through the boy, the power of the Holy Ghost, through the life of the Holy Ghost, through the connection of the Holy Ghost. Through that means. That God would rule from the unseen through the seen, that's living in the unseen, on the seen. Say that plain on. So that God, from the unseen realm, from heaven, would rule more a seen world, what, the earth, through the unseen. Who is that? That's the spirit of man. That's man. The spirit that live on the inside of these bodies that have a soul and a mind and emotions and attitude that's unseen. That he would reign from the unseen, on the seen, through the unseen. That's the spirit of man that lives well on the seen. What you mean? He live in a physical body on the earth. What purpose? That he might be on the seen just like it is in the unseen, that it might be on earth just like it is in heaven. Hallelujah. And that's what go on, boy. That's why I tell you all the time, when we pray, come on here, that's the greatest story that's ever been told. I ain't come to preach no sermons. I'm going to tell you the greatest story that's ever been told. What? I'm talking about his story. Say that slow, Arthur. I'm going to tell you about history. Now, you know, in a sense, knowledge around that we live in, is around, you know what history is. It's the stories of man, his story. Or the stories of a nation or a country or whatever it is, the history or whatever that is. That's man's kind of story, his story. The history of man, the story of man, the stories of man and mankind. Then there's his story. Glory to God. What is that? I'm talking about capital H, capital I, capital S. His story. S, capital S, capital T, capital O, capital R, capital Y. What? His story. Whose story? God's story. I ain't talking about the story of man or the history of man. I'm talking about the history of God. I'm talking about God's story. What God's doing. I ain't talking about what man doing for God. I'm talking about what God's doing for man. Glory to God. See, out there, boy, out in the wilderness, man, all you hear is what man, we can do for God. Through the law and the prophets, all you hear is, man, what we can do for God and what we got to do for God in order to appease God. But, boy, in the presence of the Most High God, you go beyond all of that, boy, and you hear, boy, what God is doing and what God has done and what God is doing and what God will continue to do in and through us. And this is what he's going to do in and through us. Hey, boy, he's going to establish his governing influence of heaven from the unseen realm to the seen realm, the earth, through the unseen spirit of man that lives in the seen, the physical body, on the seen, this physical earth, so that it might be on the seen, this physical earth, just like it is in the unseen. But the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. That's what your Bible is all about. His story. That's what he doing. See, everything else that mankind is doing for him, that been man watered down to religion. But what he's doing in and to us, there ain't no religion. Boy, that's kingdom life. That's kingdom living. Listen, that's natural living, man, and then that's kingdom living. Which one you think is the best? One is royal life, boy, and one is just natural life. Which one you think is the best? One is to be a king or a queen, and one is to be a subject. Which one you think is the best? One is to be a mere man and a mere woman, and the other one is to be a son or a daughter of the Most High God. Which one you think is the best? One is designed for you to try to live the best you can, man, and strive in life, man, and quit sinning, man, and focus on that so that, boy, in the end, you can make it to heaven, man, and live with Jesus, man, and sit down by the waters of life and just eat grace forever and ever, man. And one is, boy, that all of the kingdom of heaven, man, come to you. And that all that you're trying to get in the sweet by and by, you begin to manifest in your life, line on line, precept on precept, in the here and the right now. Instead of waiting to get your reward, boy, when you get to heaven, for getting your reward right now. Instead of waiting to get your gifts and everything else, boy, when you get to heaven, when you die and get to heaven, but boy, knowing that heaven came to you and you can get and open all your gifts right now. Which one you think is the best? Man's story or God's story? You choose. There's another law in the kingdom called a perfect law of liberty, called the law of liberty. You say you choose. Same thing to Adam. Yeah, Adam, listen, you can eat off any tree in the garden you want to. I give you dominion over the earth. This is your territory. And man, let me tell you something. When he said that, when he said, let them have dominion, let this is your territory, then he took himself completely out of the equation. He can't come up in this earth, man, and do anything without a man. Why? Because he gave the dominion of the earth to the man. And he can't violate his word. Only way he can do anything in this earth is through man, his way of doing it. He need a man through man. without man, he can't do nothing. Now, that don't mean he don't have the power, but yeah, he can do anything he want to do. He's almighty God. But he ain't going to violate his word. Demonstrate his power to prove his power. He ain't got to prove nothing. No, Lord, he ain't going to violate his word. There ain't nothing impossible with him. But he ain't going to violate his word, man, to prove that to people. No, Lord, it is what it is. No, let me say it in the right way. It is what he say it is. What he say go. I tell you, that's a law in the kingdom. That's the primary law right there. That's the number one law, what the king say go. What he said, that's what go. That's what the deal is. That's why he wants you to come bold into his presence so they can, that you can hear what he say, so that you can learn by his story. We call it, boy, in our day and time, boy, I don't like this word, religion, man, it didn't. He's the greatest enemy of the gospel of the kingdom. It's the thing that men hide and try to bury the gospel of the kingdom in his grave, y'all. This is designed to preoccupy you, man, from coming to the knowledge of the gospel of the kingdom. It's to preoccupy you with his rituals and his ceremonies and his traditions and his rites and all his way of doing things, his story, his way of trying to get to God. And God desires his boy to show you, boy, his way and what he doing and how he doing. That's why I say he loved us even while he was yet now seen. He loved us, boy, because he knew something, boy, that you and I don't know, and that those of us who don't know don't have an understanding to it. That man, he loved us even while we was yet in our sin. But he said, yeah, you can eat off any tree in the garden you want to. Then he gave man, you know, the warning. He said, but listen, if you eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you're going to die. You're going to separate yourself from me. You're going to separate yourself from your source and your sustainer. That's just like putting a plant up out the ground. It stay green for a few hours and everything else. But boy, you know that from the moment it's separated from its source, it begin to wither and dry up and go back to the dirt where it came from. The same thing that happened with Adam and Eve. He got separated from his source when the Holy Spirit left him. And he got put out in the presence of the Lord, the Garden of Eden. That place where God has called us to, when he say, come boldly to the throne of my grace, come all the way into my presence. That's what the Garden of Eden represents, the presence of the Lord. For he desired and intend for us, boy, was to dwell in that place forever and ever and ever and ever. To bring that to you. So he said, I give you free will. You know, you can choose whichever you want to. All them things that I just named before that, man, you know, which one would you choose? He said, I give you the free will, freedom. You can choose not to. You can choose man's story over my story if you want to. You can choose, man, to try to live, keep on living the way you're living and hope that you make it to heaven. You can choose that if you want to. Or you can choose, man, to come on into a way that's already been made. That's your choice. You can choose life or you can choose death. You can choose the blessing or you can choose the curse. That's on you. I give you dominion. That's liberty, freedom. And I ain't gonna, man, you know, come and usurp authority over there. In other words, just like what I say go, in your territory that I give you dominion over, what you say gonna go. Hallelujah. I give you dominion over. So hey, you eat out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you're gonna separate yourself from your sword, and you're gonna surely die. Even though you live 930 years after this man, this ain't no man, ain't recorded in the Bible nowhere when no man lived over 1,000 years. And I don't know if this connect together, but the Bible says 1,000 years is like one day unto the Lord. God told him, the day that you eat on that tree, you're going to surely die. The moment he ate on that tree, he separated himself from who? The Holy Spirit. Who is he? He's a divine connection. He's the one that God blessed him with, that empowered him with. He's the potential, the ability, the life, the power, the authority of Almighty God. Listen, living on the inside of us. Living on the inside of us. living on the inside of us, but all of the power of God, all of the life of God, all of the ability of God, all of the strength of God, all of the potential of the Most High God, living on the inside of us. Father, that's how he created us, in his image and in his likeness. Image is character and nature. Likeness is functioning like him. How are you going to do that, boy? He breathed on the inside of man, Adam's body. He breathed on the inside of man. Who is man? That spirit that's just like God. Spirit being just like God. Life form just like God is. That's mankind. Then he brought mankind, like we said, man, down from heaven where we originated from, down to the earth. And then he formed a body from the seen realm. Then he placed that unseen man, the spirit of man, that created in the image and likeness of God, inside that seen body that comes from the earth. So that seen body might have authority and dominion and power and control and influence over this earth. And then he breathed into man's body the breath of life. Who is that boy? That's the Holy Spirit. That's man's, not only the spirit of man, and not only the soul of man, the mind and the will and the emotion, but also, boy, the Holy Spirit. Almighty God himself in the person of his Holy Spirit. God released on the inside of us. When he breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. What's that? A spirit man that have a soul, a mind, a will, emotion, attitude, the ability to choose and everything else that lives in a physical body on this physical earth. But what purpose on it? To establish, boy, God's original plan and purpose and destiny for his reason of the creation of the earth and mankind. And what was that? From what we said, him establishing, boy, his territory, his governing influence of his territory to another territory and impacting that territory with his will, his intent, and his desire, his plan, and his purpose. And what it is, that it be in that territory that he extend his governing influence to, that it might be in that colony, in that territory, just like it is in his territory. For what purpose, God? So that it might be on earth just like it is in heaven. That it might be anywhere where God is and where God has power and control and influence, just like it is in hell. It don't matter where it is in the universe. The whole universe got a purpose for existence. And all the other planets and galaxies and solar systems and everything else, it has a purpose for existence. But we talking about, boy, you and I, his story concerning you and I, his story about us. And where we are, we on the earth. He gave us dominion over the earth. For this time being right here, he gave us the dominion over the earth. And his story is about our sovereign reign over the territory he gave us, the earth. That's the first thing, boy, he revealed to us in his presence. Who he is and who you are. Who you are? Who are you? You the offspring of the Most High God. To reveal to you who you are. Who are you? You're the child of the Most High God. You come from God. You offspring from God. You the same. You have on the inside of you the same character, the same nature, the same functioning abilities, the same likeness of the Most High God. I'm talking about all the attributes that have in him, boy. Just like him. Just like if you pour some water in a small cup, man, or a glass from a big pitcher, the same ingredients in that water that's in that little glass is the same ingredient that's in the water in the big pitcher. They have the same ingredients in it. One is just the source, and the other one, man, is the sustain. It's the container. Same thing that's in the source is the same thing that's in the container. Same thing that's in God, the same thing that's on the inside of us. How is that, Arthur? Because he breathed on the inside of us the breath of life. He released the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. He released himself on the inside of us. Remember when I told you that he told him, he gave him liberty? And when Adam and Eve ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, what happened? He did just like what he said. If you eat out the tree, a dead tree, you're going to separate yourself from me. And if you separate yourself from the source and sustainer, you're going to surely die. If you separate a fish from the water, it's going to surely die. If you separate a plant from the ground, it's going to surely die. If you separate mankind from God, our Father, he's going to surely die. Why? Because in order for you to maintain your life, you got to stay hooked up to your source and sustainer. In order for a fish to continue to live, you got to stay hooked up in the water. In order for a plant to continue to grow and be a tree and produce fruit after fruit after fruit, you got to stay hooked up to the ground. There's death, separation from your souls. The first death was spiritual death. What, boy? God, man, separated mankind and the spirit of mankind, man, that got separated from God. First thing he lost, boy, was his blessing. What blessing, boy? Hey, listen, boy, he became unclean. And when he became unclean, the life of God, the spirit of the living God, can't live in an unclean vessel. So the spirit of God that was on the inside of him, the connection that kept him connected to the source, it left. And when it left, it was like Adam and Eve were pulled up out the ground, just like a plant pulled up out the ground. Why? Because it's separated from his source now. The Holy Spirit gone. And he separated from his source. So he's spiritually dead now. And then on the course of 930 years, he gradually began to die physically until he was no more. That's death. What gave death that ability to sting like that is sin. What's sin? Sin is in the Bible saying 1 John is the transgression of the law. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 4, it says the transgression of the law or to rebel against the known will of God or disobedience to the law. What was the law? Don't eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. What they did? They transgressed that law. They rebelled against that word. They were disobedient to that law. What was the result of that? The penalty for sin is death. But, hallelujah, that was being preached, you know, but they ain't got to that what's on the end of that. But like they say, the penalty for sin is death. And they tell you, man, what's going to happen to you, boy, without behind the sin that you're still committing in your life. But then you don't know me and the other side of stuff. Yes, the penalty for sin is death. And all mankind died and got separated from God and were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. But, glory to God, the gift of God is eternal life. Hallelujah. That's why I say loving kindness is what draws us, boy. And in himself, boy, he promised us that even though Adam was dead and trespassed in sin and separated from God and the Holy Spirit was gone, he promised him something. He said, I'm coming myself and I'm going to redeem your life from this destruction, man, and I'm going to restore to you the relationship that we had before you ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Until then, until I come, then you're going to live in good and evil. And instead of it being on your territory, the earth is just like it is in heaven, you're going to be in your territory, right? Just like it is here today. But good and evil. Got a lot of good things in life. Got a lot of good people in life. Got a lot of people got good intentions and everything else. And then got a lot of evil, too. Got a lot of good in the earth, man. They got a lot of evil in the earth. What that is, boy, is instead of being in on earth like it is in heaven, it's on earth like it is here now. Somebody say, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Half an hour? He was talking about what you live in here today. You live on me. What he did, he ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Why are you living on the earth today? Good and evil. Thank God for the good that's in it, man. You know, and God set that up, boy, because at one time it got so evil to where God had to wipe man off the face of the earth, man. That's what the flood is all about. But all in all that evil, man, that man is storing, man trying to accomplish on himself, the end leads to that destruction, man. That let you know that, boy, you can't save yourself, man. You can't, the best you can do, end up, man, in destruction. Boy, he's repenting, God, that he made, man, that he wiped everybody off the face of the earth, man. But, boy, I'm talking about the good that's in him. He preserved, boy, 8 people, man, for the continuation, boy, of what he begun on the earth. But that's the goodness of the Lord. In all the midst of this evil. And even though we're born in sin and shaped in iniquity, boy, and even though the penalty for sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. That's in your word. That's in his word. That's what he's saying from his throne, boy. And he recorded it in his word in, boy, Romans chapter 6. But, and when he say but, what he said before the but, that don't mean nothing no more, boy, after he say what he didn't say. He say, yeah, the penalty for sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. That statement, boy, that he said after the but, after he said but, that nullifies what he said in the beginning. That makes what he said in the beginning of none effect. What's in effect now? What he said after the birth. What he said after the birth. The gift of God is eternal life. What it is, boy, that's a gift from God. That's the love of God. That's the kindness of God. That's God reestablishing, man, his kingdom back to your life. Reestablishing your true identity back to your life. Reestablishing where you originated from back to your life. Reestablishing, man, why you really here. And what your purpose of being here is, back to your life. That's him, boy, him bringing you back into the knowledge, boy, of the potential that you have on the inside of you, back to your life. What potential is there, boy? You can do all things through Christ Jesus who will strengthen you. That the work that he did, you can do also. That the life that Jesus lived, you can live also. That as he is, so are you also. That's the potential that you have on the inside of you. And where you going to end up at? Where you going to end up at, boy? Behold, I saw this at the end of the book in Revelation chapter 21 at the end. This is after the devil and the false prophet, the Antichrist, and all them cast into the lake of fire and all that done with. Then the Bible says, behold, I saw the new Jerusalem, a new city of peace. Right, boy, a new heaven, a new earth. Ain't no evil on it no more. And nothing but good on it. The whole earth is like a garden of Eden. And then I saw the holy city. You were there. That's the new Jerusalem. That's all of us. I ain't never want you to think that you ain't going to go to heaven. My point is, that ain't where you're going to spend eternity at. You're going to spend eternity where God intended for you to spend eternity at. And that's not in the heaven where he comes from. That's in the heaven that he created for you. What heaven is that on? Heaven on earth. Because when it's all said and done, that's what he's going to be. He's going to be on earth just like it is in heaven. Why? Because that's what he sees. And in Revelation chapter 21, he said, I saw the new city, the holy Jerusalem, coming down from heaven. And the dwelling place and the dwelling place of God was with the sons of man here on earth. In other words, boy, it was God living with us through the person of the Holy Spirit, who we have been reconciled back into. Who we have been cleansed up from all our unrighteousness through the love and the blood and the grace of God. Hallelujah. So that the Holy Spirit, well, the divine connection, can once again come take our residence on the inside of us. For what purpose? So that God can complete the work that he begun on the inside of us. What he wanted, what he created, well, what he wanted it to be established to extend his governing influence of heaven to a foreign territory called the earth. His plan of doing that was through a family son called mankind. That's why he created man. His method of doing that was by empowering man with himself, with his life, with his ability, the Holy Spirit. And that through the Holy Spirit, boy, that's living on the inside of man, through the divine connection of God and man together, they could accomplish what God's intent was, to put to be in man's life here on earth, just like it is in him. But he started that, he established that, and boy, let me tell you something, like I told you, boy, he lost that in Genesis chapter 20, chapter 3, and everything that he done, well, all the way up until the coming of Jesus Christ and the day of Pentecost, was a means to one end. What? To get that which he had begun, from the beginning, back on the earth. That's his story. And here's the good news about his story. That ain't something that he's trying to get done. That's something that he's already done. that he's already complete. Everything that we lost in Adam, man, listen, Jesus, listen, the Bible says because of one man disobedience, sin came upon the whole human race. Read by me in your Bible in Romans chapter 6 and Romans chapter 5. It didn't tell you about all that. And read it from the presence of the Lord. And hallelujah. And God will give to you by the power of the Holy Ghost the revelation to that word. The word says, that through one man disobedience, sin came upon the whole human race. And through sin, death reigned on all mankind. Even so, by the obedience of one man, then the free gift of righteousness has come to every man. That through righteousness, man, we might reign in life, man, forever and ever and ever. Say it again, Arthur. Through one man disobedience, who? Adam. His rebellion, his transgression of God's law. Then sin came upon all mankind, the whole human race, so that all mankind have sin. Why? Because they were born in sin and separated from God from the very beginning, so they couldn't help but to sin. And the penalty for that is death. But even so, by the obedience of one man, who? Jesus Christ, then the free gift of righteousness has come, man. The free gift of righteousness. Hey, listen, y'all, my time is about up. The free gift of righteousness has come. And through that gift, man, we might reign in life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Listen, boy, God's word to you today is that you can always, not just, man, I'm talking about 24/7. Come boldly into his presence and just will allow him to speak to you, to fellowship with you, to love on you. And listen, boy, my prayer is that, boy, you continue and you tell other people about this radio broadcast, because it ain't designed to hype you up. It's designed to build you up and give you your inheritance among those who are set apart for that specific work. What's your inheritance? All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for us before the foundation of the world, that we might obtain it. And in obtaining it, may it freely receive and freely give. Go into all the world and let the world know that God was in Christ Jesus, reconciling the world back unto himself. Say, listen, my wife and my family, we love y'all with the love of God. And that's why we're on this radio broadcast, to let you know that, man, to let you know the love of God. And if we could be of any help to you, then, man, you, and help you establish your personal relationship with God, then feel free to contact us at our ministry number. That's area code 713-870-3776. Again, that phone number is area code 713-870-3776. Kingdom Life Fellowship. And if you would like to support us, man, continue in this ministry, then you're free to do that too. Contact us. We'll be glad to hear from you. We love you with the love of the Lord. Talk to you again next week. Bye-bye.
We at Kingdom Life Fellowship would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life. And if we can be of further service to you, please feel free to contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry. Our phone number is 713-870-3776.
No beat, a single love, no song to sing.